Joined in the studio by Jane and also by Martin. They're from Bennett's Funerals, who are based here in Brentwood, and it's Dying Matters Week, as I was mentioning earlier, between the 14th and 20th of May. They have Dr. Bill Webster speaking at seminars and at a memorial service on the 9th of May. Dr. Bill is the founder of The Grief Journey, and there'll be other professional seminars taking place as well, and there's also a memorial service on the 13th of May. So before we start, just have to say hello to Martin, because you've not been in before.
No, I haven't. Morning.
And you're looking very smart.
Thank you very much.
So how long have you been involved with Bennett's?
This is my 9th week.
I thought you were going to say 9th year.
9th week and counting.
So how are you finding? Is this something you've done before, or this is completely new?
It's completely new. I was in the law for 30 years.
Yep.
And got made redundant twice.
Yep.
Change of career. It's been absolutely wonderful. I've really, really enjoyed it. It's a really good experience, and I just want to sort of carry it through and, you know, do my very best, everybody. It's a very, very good profession.
And what is your role at Bennett's?
I deal with prepaid plans. I've driven the hearse and the limousines. Try and do everything I can to assist everybody around the office. Whatever needs to be done, we'll get it done.
Now, just to mention, actually, we are going to be talking about Dr. Bill Webster, but I know loads of people, I'll bring Jane on this, that are paying upfront now for their funerals.
It's such a good idea to write it down. And even if you don't want to prepay, and some people, the money is tied up within their property, or they don't have that, but at least write a wish list, which we have. We have them in the office, and they can be downloaded from our website, and we don't charge for them. But you can exactly do as you've just mentioned and write down the songs that you want, and whether you want to be buried or cremated, because some people don't know. And for the family, that is such a dilemma.
Dr. Bill Webster,
he is coming over, and actually before he has helped us with seminars for the bereaved and given seminars to care home staff, but this time it's slightly different in what we are aiming the seminars at. So the first one, which is on Thursday the 10th, kindly Bentley Crematorium have given their facilities to us, and there is a seminar there between 2:30 and 4:30. Very sad subject. Yeah. It's the challenges of grief after suicide.
Yeah.
So we are inviting professionals, although there are some family members who have lost loved ones through suicide who will be coming. But it's how we can support, and especially these youngsters. A lot of them are school age.
Yeah.
So we are asking schools to come along, the clergy, NHS, support workers, a real mixture of people who have been invited to come along to discuss how we can support these people, because very often the family aren't aware of how these people feel, and it's trying to get people to talk in advance about how they're feeling and looking out for signs as well. So that is in on the afternoon of Thursday the 10th, and then in the evening at Christchurch at Worley we are having another seminar with Dr. Bill, and this is aimed at those who have lost loved ones through suicide. The survivors of bereavement through suicide, known as SOBs, meet at Christchurch at Worley on a monthly basis, but Dr. Bill is there to talk to a lot of their members and others who wish to go along on the evening to help support them.
I think if you've had whether it be a family friend member, whoever it is that's committed suicide, that can affect you for the rest of your life, unless
absolutely.
You get help, because sometimes people don't want to talk.
And it is quite taboo, and there are a lot of family members who feel sadly ashamed of that. Not everybody, but everybody I think does feel that they could have done more. This isn't always the case, far from it, but it is important to come along and realise that they're not alone in what they're going through.
Now, there's another professional seminar on Friday the 11th of May at Basildon Hospital.
That's right. It's going to be between 10 and 12 at Basildon Hospital on Friday the 11th, as you say. And then in the afternoon, the same seminar at Essex County Cricket Club.
Yeah.
And that is going to be between 2:30 and 4:30. Again, this is aimed at professionals. So we have asked, again, schools, NHS, the clergy, but also we've asked the police, the fire service, the coroner service to come along, because this is looking at what would happen if there were a mass fatality. Sadly, we know this has happened, and more so recently.
Yeah.
So it's how we support each other as well as the families.
Can you give us a little bit of background on Dr. Bill?
Dr. Bill Webster was born in Scotland. He moved out to Canada, I think, in the 70s, but don't quote me on this. His wife, Carolyn, died very suddenly. They had two young boys, I believe both under 10, and it was, his world fell apart. And now, 40 years on, he is talking about what he did, how he coped. And when he speaks, he doesn't speak from a clinical point of view. He speaks from somebody who totally understands, because he has been there and he can help and support. And it might just be that you attend his seminar, you may pick up one little thing that he says that makes a difference to you. And that one little thing, if it helps one person, that's great.
The Living Well Later Life community event.
Yes, it's the community event that Jane and I are organising. It's on Saturday, 12th of May. It's at our headquarters at 120 High Street. It's 11 o'clock till 3 p.m. It's to raise the awareness of all the issues of living independently in later life. Everyone's welcome, and particularly we want to make it a really good day for the older generation.
Yeah.
They will hopefully learn something, and they hopefully can get inspired to actually make their lives a lot better. It's not just for the older generations, for the younger generation to come along to actually pick up tips, pass on to their parents and grandparents, so they have a better quality of life. We have numerous people coming along. We've got Age UK, Essex County Fire and Rescue, Essex Search and Rescue, which got Neighbourhood Watch coming in. With regards to the Neighbourhood Watch, I've asked a gentleman called Peter Salmon to come along to bring in a milk bottle, which has all the ICE details in case of emergency. So I'm hoping he's going to bring in an awful lot of those, because I'd like loads of those bottles in people's fridges. So, you know, if paramedics come to the front door, they know exactly what they need to do, write medication, prescriptions, and they can look after the elderly, or even, you know, the younger generation, because it's not just about the older generation. We all need to be safe. There's going to be lots of interesting displays. We're getting, as I said, Essex Fire and Rescue in them. I think we're trying to get in one of the old fire engines into our yard as well.
Yes, from Gray's Fire Museum, Fire Service Museum.
Oh, excellent.
Yes, we're getting an old one in.
It's really a community event. Everyone's welcome. We don't want the elderly to be alone, because they're not. There's everybody out there who wants them to have a better quality of life.
We know the older generation is increasing in numbers.
Yeah.
And certainly with regards to the dementia and Alzheimer's, it is an increasing problem until they can sort out, the pharmaceutical companies can sort out something that can help slow it down.
Yeah.
But when that is, we don't know.
Now, you have on this day as well, you've got a free 45-minute training session at 12:30. Is that still going ahead?
That's still correct.
That's Dementia Friends training.
Yep.
Which our colleague Alida is doing. She is currently working for the Alzheimer's Society, and she's going to be doing Dementia Friends training on that day. The memorial service.
That's the one, sorry. There we go. On Sunday the 13th, the Regimental Chapel.
Yes.
Lovely at Morley.
And this is, I believe, our 11th annual memorial service.
Yeah.
It's, we choose the Regimental Chapel because it's non-denominational.
Yeah.
And we have Dr. Bill, who is going to speak there a little bit as well, just for a short while. And it will be, his topic will be, first you lose and then you heal. So it's moving forward. The service is lovely. This year we're lucky that Reverend Jane Bradbury from South Weald is going to be taking the service. She has chosen some really lovely pieces, and there is a chance for people to light candles in memory of loved ones.
Yeah.
And at the end of the service there, we have refreshments in the chapel so that people have a chance to chat. Our bereavement group members themselves will be there, and they can help with questions from other people who have maybe been more recently bereaved and looking towards the future and how we can help them through our bereavement support to that end.
Now, if you go to the website, all of these details will be up on your website?
Yes.
Okay, which is?
www.bennettsfunerals.co.uk. Our Land Rover hearse that we had designed and converted is great, and that is now finding ways to get to different parts of the country.
Yep.
So there are funeral directors down in Portsmouth, Buckinghamshire, Kent, who have hired that.
Yep.
And in fact, it was used this morning as well. So people are liking that. We have also bought a support vehicle, another Land Rover, to follow behind that if people wish. But what's new, people are thinking of different ways to scatter ashes. Probably your sister has told you about these, so they can go up in rockets.
Yep.
They can be made into jewellery, they can be scattered in your garden. I heard yesterday about some who are going to be, there was a chap's favourite local, and I think some of his ashes are going to be placed, they're going to drill a little hole in the bar and some of his ashes are going to go in there. But it's what's best for people and what's appropriate, and I always say it is what's appropriate.
Yes.
With regards to the funeral from start to finish, if you want something big and flamboyant and it's appropriate, then that's great. If you want something really simple and low-key, again, that's what's best for you.
Yeah.
And what was best for the person who you'd lost as well.
And how long have you been established?
Since 1891. There we 127 go. Years.
So you don't stay in business for that long unless you're exceptionally good and very professional. So thank you both very much for coming in.
Thank you, Michelle.